Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Zen Sports app is getting a major upgrade soon. They'll be launching a new state-of-the-art VIP play app later this month. You'll be able to bet on a lot more than the 200-plus sports leagues and parlays parlay nearly every bet offered, period. We'll also have our own special same-game parlays featured and so many more of your favorite sports talk hosts as well. Head on over to zensports.com/VIP play to learn more and to claim an early welcome bonus offer on VIP play when it launches later this month. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Let's get in the list. The NBA regular season. All right, heard. This was from the NBA comms account. For the final week of the NBA regular season, 19 of 20 postseason seeds have yet to be clinched. The only seed that has been wrapped up so far is the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be the number one seed in the West. That means the only options for the number two seed are at this point the Rockets and the Lakers. For the three seed, you have six possibilities. The Rockets, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Timberwolves, and the Grizzlies. So you have six possibilities of teams 3 through 8. So that means all six of those teams will be slotted 3 through 8, but there are no other further options. So the teams that could be 9 and 10 are the Kings, Mavericks, Suns, and the same holds. So two of those three teams will make it. Because you were asking me before the show, you know, what's the likely scenario? And the reality is, nobody has any idea, really, because basically everybody's got four games left, and almost everyone's going to play at least two of the teams mentioned. I think everyone plays at least one of the teams, but like the Grizzlies will resume tomorrow night against Charlotte. Like, that's like a no objections. You're going to have to win that. Then they will come back at home on Thursday night and host the Timberwolves. That's the 8:30. That's the late TNT game. Then they'll head back on the road, and the following night, the second night of back-to-back, go to Denver. So that will be the Grizzlies, two of the six. And then they'll return home on Sunday against the Mavericks. Basically, all that we know is if the Grizzlies were to win out, which nobody would bet on, but the reality is if they were to win out, the worst that they could finish at that point would be the fifth seed, because at least the Clippers and the Warriors would also play each other. Basically meaning, like, at worst, you're going to be above all of those teams. So the worst you could be is 5. You could still conceivably be 3 or 4. But what we know is if they win out, they avoid the play-in. If they don't win out, who the heck knows?
Yeah, this is, I think it's good for the fan base. Now, when I say good, hold on.
It's at like, least interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Because I, as a fan of any one of these teams, you would rather be the Lakers or the Rockets right now.
Like, the Thunder. I think everybody would rather be the Thunder. But, like, if you're going to say if you can't be the Thunder, yes, I think you'd rather be the other two teams.
Yeah, because with the Grizzlies, I'm glad we put our work in. But it's like, you know, that's almost, Jeffrey, like if I ask you, hey, Jeffrey, you know, we've been doing this show a few weeks, and I see you got two cups. You're not using the other one. How much you going to charge me for it? And you say some stuff like, Harry, let's talk about it. I like you. Mm-hmm. Between $10 and $1,000.
Yeah, we'll work on it somewhere. You know, it could be as little as $1,150. Could also be $1,150, but with no period in the middle, just $1,115. We'll kind of see, like, how much effort you putting in here?
So for me, I don't know how anxious you are. Some people like living on the edge like that. Well, for me, I would have kind of be like, ooh, that's a big gap, man. This is really roller coaster style right now. But you could say something like, heard, if you make 100 push-ups, if you do 100 push-ups, it's $11.50. And if you do 10 push-ups. So then I know I got to put my work in. Right. So I do like that part of it that I feel like is somewhat in my control.
But I think it's like all that's, in your control. Like, to me, it's like at least they are at the point where if they do handle their business, they do avoid the play-in.
For sure.
The question, though, is, all right, let's say they go 3-1. Then what happens? And it's like, well, obviously, who is that loss? That matters as well. It's like, do they beat the Timberwolves and then lose to the Nuggets? Or do they lose to the Timberwolves, beat the Nuggets? Or do they beat both of them and then turn right back around, think their job's done, and lose to the Mavs on Sunday? And it just kind of comes down to like, well, what's everybody else doing? Like, if I think the one scary part is, of all the teams listed, the Nuggets are 3-7. The Grizzlies are 3-7 in their last 10. The Clippers are 8-2 in their last 10. The Warriors are 7-3 in their last 10. And the T-Wolves are 7-3 in their last 10. So you're not on the side of we're playing better.
Yeah, and I will say this, and I'm not trying to add any extra pressure or hype our, you know, get our listeners into any rage. But I do feel like, now granted they can make a playoff run, but I feel like Grizzlies playing in a play-in game is a slight disappointment compared to how the year officially started. You know, not trying to put too much pressure, but if you think about it, the expectations, how the year started, what they're accustomed to, when I say accustomed the last few years, not in Grizzlies history, and then what's my guy named Brian who was like, he liked LeBron inside of a LeBron and kind of turned on
Windhorse.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago and said, we're not friends and stuff. He was saying when they did the breakdown on ESPN last week that this is when the Grizzlies were 6. He was saying if he was the Lakers or any team, he would actually rather do the 3 seed instead of the 2 just because he would want to play the Grizzlies the first time because he feel like the Grizzlies are playing that inconsistent right now. He also was saying the big fish would be like OKC, Rockets, Denver, and maybe Warriors, and you avoid all of them if you went to 3 also. And then everybody on the show said they would rather have the Grizzlies, no matter what the seeding is, than the T-Wolves in the first round.
I think this is fair. Of the 8 teams that I listed, if you're someone else, the team that you'd want to see is the Grizzlies.
That's what they were saying.
Like, of all of them. Because, I mean, in the end, the Grizzlies are not playing that well. And even if you look at a team that they would be tied with, if you're just generic NBA team, wouldn't you be more scared of the Timberwolves right now than the Grizzlies?
Yes. The only team that I didn't realize was playing well because Denver. I didn't realize that they – well, I'm always scared of Denver. Whatever going on now, I believe in them in the playoffs just because they didn't have, to me, more of a playoff run. The team that I didn't realize had got healthy these last few weeks, I didn't realize the Clippers were.
No, back. I think I am very scared of the Clippers in general.
Yeah, I didn't know Kawhi. I had watched stuff that I didn't know he was back killing like
if
this.
If Kawhi is going to play and play like he's playing right now, that to me is the one team that like I would actually rather bet on them to go further than the Lakers and the Warriors. And I think everybody's like, oh, I'm more scared of the Lakers than the Warriors. I think the Clippers are better because I think they got the best coach.
And yeah, Ty Lue really good, top 3.
I think they're the one team that like their team actually makes sense. Like, they have a big, they have perimeter, they have a score, they've got Kawhi. Like, if they
James Harden,
correct,
and it's like they got
and
the
they
best
got Harden
of the
staying in front of playing defense.
And it's like it was like getting Harden, yes. Letting Paul George go, because you know when Harden with somebody like he's not the ultimate leader, and he with Kawhi, he's a really good ball player, and so is PG. But it ain't like Harden don't get hurt nowhere near as much as
no.
You know, Paul George has kind of went to the.
I mean, he's shut down again. And I know, like, part of it was, hey, let's shut down so that we don't win any games for the Sixers. But it's like, he did get hurt again.
But the Sixers was good before he got there.
Yeah.
Didn't they make a run last year?
So they, remember, they had the weird thing where Embiid hurt his knee, had the meniscus tear, came back, played, chose not to get the surgery so that he could be on the U.S. Olympic team.
Oh,
remember,
yeah,
that was
yeah,
the weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They had the good. It was a competitive series against the Knicks, but they still got beat in the first round.
Oh, that was first. I thought it was second round. It was, okay, that was first round. So, yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies, but this is one thing you can hang your head on if you're a Grizzly fan. Like you just said, we do have some really good players that when we're playing our best basketball, we have a chance to win.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's kind of the other question. It's, all right, so Saturday night, the Grizzlies go to Detroit. And they pick up a nice win. Ja's not listed on the injury report. They hand out the starters, and it's going to have Ja, and then Ja is a late scratch. The scuttlebutt was food poisoning. But there are people that were skeptical saying, well, was this the NBA's quiet suspension, or was this Ja maybe proving a point to the NBA, whatnot? I'm of the opinion at this point in the calendar that he probably just had food poisoning.
Yeah, because this ain't the time to play,
no.
Right? Or try to prove a point or be what they're talking about the fine. They were saying prove
right.
A point.
All right, so where do you come down on it? Because the way that we talked about it on Thursday and Friday, because that was obviously
yeah,
the question.
We haven't talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you and I haven't talked about it. I think two things are true. I think number one, holding Ja to a standard that you're not holding the rest of the league to is stupid. Like, in the NFL, if you want to get rid of the gun celebration, guess what they do in the NFL? Everybody, it's 15 yards, you're subject to fine, penalty. There's a blanket rule. Don't do it. Well, in the NBA, it's, well, Ja can't do it. Don't do it again. Buddy Hield, don't do it again. By the way, Buddy Hield did it on Saturday. I've yet to see a Buddy Hield fine. I do also think this is true. The Grizzlies need Ja Morant on the floor, and I don't think you should be doing something that puts your game status at jeopardy. Even though I think it's dumb, and yes, I think it's fair to say I think he's being targeted. With that being said, I do also acknowledge the boss did say don't do it. So don't put your team in the awkward position of having to go into these massively important four games to where you're not available.
No, I agree with that. I do think, so I didn't talk to you guys about it. I think it came up on that Tuesday night because I think I talked about it on Jason and John
yeah.
On Wednesday.
So it started the Tuesday night game against the Warriors.
The
Warriors are crybabies. And this was also something I pointed out last week.
Draymond went and snitched with yeah. All the stuff he do.
Correct, Draymond of all people. But like that was the other thing I was saying. Ja's been doing this celebration all year. It did not become a big deal until Tuesday night when the crybaby Warriors all of a sudden went and told the teacher.
Yeah.
And by the way, you didn't care before that. Ja had been on national TV before that. And then all of a sudden they care.
It's a problem.
What has changed?
So I'm not saying this to be funny. This is what someone said. He have been doing a little bit of the gun celebration like to another player, but they say he took it. The community out. He sprayed the whole bench.
Yeah,
the
no, there is a little bigger. Have you seen? There's an AI video. There's like a fake AI video where he goes down the court, like down the court side, and it's just like full Nelly style, like street sweeping baby, like cock ready to let it up. Like it's laugh out loud funny. And like that's the other thing is like because the NBA and all the discourse is so dramatic, like you can't just sit there and go like. This is hilarious. I gotta find this clip.
No, they said on Neville, because I don't know if you remember, it's even bigger. Like they said, Buddy Hield came with a single.
Oh, okay. It's because he had pump action shotgun. Yeah. And Buddy Hield's was, just like a Glock.
Yeah. So which is all ridiculous, right?
Yes.
It's all ridiculous. Only thing I can say, like, are we trying to make this, I love Ja, I love his family. I mean, I love everything he do for the city. But let's say I had to be on the other side, right? That's what devil advocate, right? I will say it's petty and it's soft. But when you say targeting, I agree with you too. But guess who also get targeted sometime, Jeffrey? A guy that's walking down the street with more of a rap sheet than us, that the laws know more than as a repeat offender in certain things in life. Like, we both can go into the store with a guy today that probably has stole from this store two, yes, three times. So we like, man, why they messing with him? Dude got on regular clothes. We both on aisle 9 getting a drink. But we don't really know that that guy, sure, has, you know, stole a couple items here and there from the store. So I think for the NBA, because this is the only thing I can think of, because it is petty and I wish they would get off him, is with him, it was a real life situation, and they kind of wish they don't want to tone out one person, but no, we don't want you doing like this is what, because you got to understand, they might feel like this is a trigger to him. You know, people was taking it too far, like, yes, he need 100 county. No, he's a young guy with a gun, a jet, whatever. We all got, it wasn't illegal, but I think they take it too far. I think if it was other celebrations, but anything with a gun that's relating to him, I think people, no, honestly, Ja could have I'm on Instagram. You say you on Twitter, and you say y'all more cruel on Twitter, but on Instagram, Ja could be doing some simple, like eating a dessert in the wrong way. And if you read the comment, it just be, did you shoot somebody before you ate?
I would argue that's any social media. That's an NBA social media thing. And that's where, this is kind of the other thing that, like, Ja keeps doing, like, well, the media is going to say this, media's going to say that. The media has become this replacement term for reply guys. And it doesn't matter. Like, literally, take, for instance, you could take LeBron, and LeBron could be like, nice job, Bronny, and, like, have a picture of him and his son. And then, like, 6 seconds later, there will be someone, bubble championship didn't count. Your son's only in there because you, daddy ball. Like, there's just NBA reply guys. Like, that's just, like, that's a cultural thing. I'm not defending it. But, like, Ja takes that as, like, that's, like, what people are actually saying. To which I would be like, no, that's just literally, like, that's kind of NBA online.
But both examples you just made, Jeffrey, are, in certain people's eyes, true. Like, you're only in the NBA. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm saying? So.
By the way, this was the AI. All right, so.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
like, that's the other thing. Like, that's, like, you can kind of tell that's fake, but it's, AI is also getting good enough to where it's, like, really close. Like, you can still tell that's fake, but my whole deal is, like, we're not far away from not being able to tell.
And I agree more with you, but Jason and John, I don't know if John was here or he was in San Antonio, but Jason was more on the fence, Jeffrey, more a little more, even though I'm an old school guy, a little more old school than us. He was a true heart fan, disciplinarian, just on some, bro, we're trying to win. You don't need to do this right now, no matter who else getting away with. That's the kind of the approach I got from Jason or whatever. Not to put words in his mouth.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him in the sense of, like, at a certain point, you're the leader of the team. I get it. You think that you're being targeted. I think there's a legitimate case that proves you are being targeted. But you do also have to fundamentally recognize, if you want to make your statement, you're putting your team at risk. And that's kind of the only way. It's not even like I'm sitting there going, you're wrong, like, the way that you're feeling. I'm saying that I agree with that. But I would also point this out. It's like, whether or not you think he is right, whether or not you think he has the power to do so, that's arbitrary. The boss said don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you do something, you are probably going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, if Brad comes and tells me don't say something and I sit there and go, that's stupid, I'm going to say it, I'm going to get in trouble.
Even if it's not against the law, even if it's not,
right,
it's still certain. Now, this is what I did take up a job on telling Jason, because, you know, I was a competitor. I wouldn't know NBA high major guy, but even if I go to the YMCA, I mean, at a cookout in a certain area, Jeffrey, it gets a little crazy over Uno and Spades. Okay?
Oh, for
like,
sure. Like,
people are not talking. So I say that to say, when you're hooping and these young boys, they're talking mess. So I don't think Ja always, like when Buddy Hield shot, I just think that was his reaction to shoot. I don't think he was planning in his head, and sometimes competitive, he might even have to get in his memory bank or something like, this is my trash talk. You know, in the NFL, T.O. hit the pen.
Yeah.
And did it, you know, he might have to think of some, because he's Ja Morant. Anything he do go be cool. That's why he a top Nike signature shoe. Think of probably something else, because he has the power and the excitement level to come. He can't, when they shoot at him, maybe, now I'm going to get him in trouble more often, say maybe throw a grenade.
Yeah, no, I mean, let's, like,
let, you know, bet. Baseball bet. Like, you know.
Well, then the Warriors will go, see, he's still violent. Like, that's the problem, is the NBA's letting Warriors' Twitter dictate policy.
But right now, the NBA has something against him being assault with a deadly weapon. But assault, he good. So, I bet he has not been charged yet with regular assault. So, the gun is with a deadly weapon. So, we just go, let's do, because like I said, if he pull off of the grenade, they will say, now he done went overboard, right? So, let's.
Yeah, because now, yes, now he's trying to commit mass murders with
the You know,
say,
maybe
yeah.
The Rock, the people's eyebrow, the people's elbow, I don't know if that's cool enough for Ja. He got more swag than all us, but he's going to want to talk back, too, when him and Anthony Edwards and Buddy Hield and Draymond Green, all these guys, he going to want to do his gestures, too. We might, maybe that could be something on 92.9 IG and Twitter. What should be the next Ja Morant celebration or antic and stuff that we also keep him in compliance with the NBA and we go on this playoff run?
Yeah, and, like, that's the other thing. It's like, obviously, I'm not going to offer ideas because, like, I'm not cool. Like, but there is something to your point. It's like, Ja can probably do something that is uncool and make it cool.
Cool, yeah.
Like, I mean, that was my whole campaign when he was starting to make layups cool again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's like, layups, who can make, like, he could make layups fun. I mean, I don't know. Do you go back to, like, the joggles, the three goggles? Like, I don't.
But that only stands for if you throw a good pass.
Yeah, like, I guess where I would say is, I understand that you think it's ridiculous that you've been doing this all year and all of a sudden they've targeted you now. It's like, I'm with you on that. I'm not saying that they're right, you're wrong. All I'm saying is set your feelings aside, and the number one concern should be, how can I be available for my team? Like, that's, I think it's stupid. But, like, if you do that, I do think you're putting yourself at risk at not being available for your team. That's all I care about.
True.
Like, I kind of look at it from a coach's perspective. Because I'm with you. It's like, I guarantee you what is said between the lines is 1,000 times worse than some finger gun celebration. And, like, that's the other thing. Like, the fact that we've got these people that are actually acting like they care about finger guns. Like, come on. Like, are you serious? Like, but it's like, it comes down to me. It's like, you have to just put that aside. And it's like, this team is only going to come out of whatever funk they're in if you're there. And if you're not there, whatever can happen this season will not happen. That's the only stance that I have.
No, I agree. He's just got to figure out a way to do it within the perspective and the rules of the game because they need him.
Badly. Like, yeah, they survived on Saturday, but like it helped that Detroit clinched their top six spot on the road. Like they didn't get into like 3 a.m. And it also helped that Durin didn't play because Edie got 21 boards because there was no Durin in the middle. But it's like, you're not the only way. If they are going to go 4-0 this week, it's Ja has to be available every game and has to play well. Like that's, I don't even feel like that should be that controversial or that should be like old school. It's like, I'm just looking at it in terms of, I want you available. This is how you stay available. We can sit there and go, it's dumb. I agree with you. But that's like, that's the weird rule that applies to you and no one else.
Agreed. It's crazy. But I think Ja let his game play, man. And his game is unbelievable without that anyway. I think we, do whatever you got to do where we won't be in the play-in game, Jeffrey. I want to stay away from, because play-in games to me for the Grizzlies, I think we will be so down on it that it might mess around and we get out for real, if that makes sense.
Well, it also presents this weird what do you root for? Because if they're in the 7-8 game, and let's say they have to go on the road in the 7-8 game, well, they're going to be an underdog there. All right. You lose that, so that means you lose the opportunity to play the 2 seed. Then if you win the second play-in game, congratulations, you get to go play the Thunder. But if you win, you don't have your draft pick. If you lose, you do get to keep your draft pick because it's lottery protected. And it's like, what would you rather see? A team go get swept in 4, maybe win a game, but a non-competitive 1-8 series and with no draft pick, or bow out, put an end to the miserable season, miserable second half of the season, because the first half of the season was quite fun, but put an end to the miserable second half of the season and at least keep a 13th or 14th pick. Like, it's not a fun situation to be in, but it's like, I don't know, man, the second option sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it do, but I also think, Jeffrey, if you make the playoffs, right, and let's say you get swept, you probably go get the 16th, or anywhere between the 16th and
18th. They
wouldn't
keep it because the pick is tied to Marcus Smart's trade. So it's only it's a lottery.
So they wouldn't get no pick?
Correct.
In the first round at
right.
all?
See what I'm saying? Not a really fun spot. It's why just avoid the play-in so we can avoid the whole discussion.
But if you avoid the play-in, you still get your regular first round
stuff. No, it's gone. But at least you're in a playoff series that you kind of want to be in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you don't feel like the standard has been lowered so much during this last 2 months. But if they avoided the play-in, it would feel like a success.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And people would feel better. And so, all right, then go be competitive in that series and see what happens. All right, let's take a quick break. Because Hurd's got a little bit of a scheduling conflict, but I really want to pick his brain before he's got to step away for a little bit. Let's talk national championship game. We'll do that next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, Herd, you got a little bit of business to conduct here in about 10 minutes or so, so don't want to get out of here without you giving your thoughts. We got the national championship game tonight. Most books I'm showing, Florida favored by a point. I saw some books opened with Houston favored by a point, but almost everywhere I've seen has been Florida's favored by a point. The dilemma that I have is I had Houston money line on Saturday night, and every gambler out there can relate to this. When you win a game in the fashion that you win with Houston, which is you won a game you had no business winning, you pay for that. And you're going to lose like the next month worth of bets. So I'm kind of in this natural position where I don't really want to bet against Houston because of what those young men did. Like, I want to say thank you. But I'm also a little worried. Like, when you win a game like that, sometimes we turn right back around and we're going to realize, like, all right, Florida was that team that we've been talking about for the last 2 months that was the best team, and they're going to show it tonight. With that said, it's like with Houston, it's like, well, if anyone's going to knock them off, it's the same thing with Duke. Like, I feel like I'm in the exact same position where I think Florida's better, but you just have to throw out the caveat. But if anyone's going to knock them off, yeah, it's Houston. I do think the first question is the most important question. If you're Kelvin, how do you stop Clayton right now? Because what he's doing is just insane.
No, it is. And like you previously said, I think Florida's better on paper, but I think Houston brings a certain physicalness, toughness. How, like you would always say, how is the game being officiated?
Yes.
You keep saying 8 point. I thought you said 8 points, but you're saying 1 point, right?
Yeah, eight. Favored by 1 point. Not eight.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. I'll just say, ooh.
No, yeah, if that was eight, then all of a sudden I'm coming back in it.
Yeah. I think, man, you just got a hard hedge and trap him off the screens. I think you got to remain physical as long as the refs ain't getting in it. I think you can't give him no wide open threes. I think you got to push up on him, even if there's someone else getting shots. I think you got to get him to make tough jump shots. I mean, tough twos, long, but that's kind of – this will be the game, man, and I know it'll be messed up because coaches say this, but they hate this. They got to pick somebody on their Florida team that's very talented that they say, if they beat us, we go Leo with it. And whoever that is, however, but
– Did you say Condon?
Yeah. Ooh, the big man?
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's going to probably have to be another guard because unless you just – because you're going to need the guards up there rotating on him. But whoever it is, you gotta live with it because you know you don't have a chance if he gets 30 again tonight.
So you're saying, I think you'd pick Elijah, right, over Martin. I'm sorry, Elijah over Richard.
Yeah, but Elijah's playing really good too because he has so much impact. But I would probably, yeah, leave him.
He has the most dunk. Powerful dunks I feel like I've seen in college basketball in like the last 5 years.
From a guard anyway, yes.
I mean, he's like taking off from like 15 feet out. And it's just like every dunk is thunderous. I don't know. How do you see it?
Maybe it's just my heart speak. I'm rooting for Kevin Sampson since Bruce out. So I'm going a tight game with Houston, man. If they stay into the game. Now, if Florida come out and do like blowout or something first half, I think if it's close, Houston going to win.
And there is something to be said for the team that just kind of figures it out. Like, their back's against the wall. I mean, because one of the criticisms of Duke was by playing the schedule that they did, whether it was their fault, not their fault, they did not get into many close games. Mm-hmm. And they did not figure out how to close out close games.
See, I think that's kind of reaching.
I think also, like, when you have close games against good teams, like sometimes you're gonna win them and sometimes you don't. Like they're just kind of they're kind of coin flips.
And I think it's reaching too, because I'm gonna be real. I think Duke could have easily won by 9 or something. It still wasn't a close game.
No, I mean, at one point I thought Duke was gonna win by 20.
Yeah.
In the second half, I'm not even saying like in the first. Like I thought they were gonna win by 20. It got out to 15, and
Because that was the other thing that I thought. If I were Houston, what would have been beyond frustrating is it felt like in the second half, Houston played offensively better than they did in the first half, and they still kept up the intensity, and you kept looking up every 4 minutes, and you're like, the lead has grown. It's like Houston was making shots, and you felt like they went from down 6 to down 10, and it's just like every time you looked up at the end of another 4 minutes, Duke had extended the lead. But then, I mean, I still have no idea. Duke had kind of flirted with this, taking the air out of the ball too soon. Like, it happened in the Arizona game to a small degree, and it had happened a couple of times at the end of the year where, like, the North Carolina game, where you felt like they had the game in hand and they were just trying to, like, play the clock. Well, it happened to them at Houston, and Houston was, like, the one team that was able to actually, like, finish the deal.
Expose them,
yeah,
pretty much. But, yeah, I'm rooting for Houston tonight. I'm rooting for Houston. I'm not a big bettor. If I was betting, my money was on the line, I would have to think about it harder because I know Florida is the more talented team, but I'm riding with Houston tonight.
All right, my man, I know you got an important meeting, so go ahead and you can go ahead and take that. We appreciate you being here, man.
Yes,
always
sir.
Good to have you,
Thank you. Heart of heart, who you think will win?
My head says Florida, my heart says Houston. So I think, like, if I had to bet it, I think I'd bet Florida, but that's what I don't want to do that. I'd rather see, like, on this tournament where it didn't feel like there was a lot to get, like, emotional about, I think Kelvin Sampson actually, like, because every time he wins one, it makes you realize, like, how dumb Indiana was.
Oh,
and, like, sure. And like,
tried to make him a bad guy.
Yeah, like, and they were trying to make him a villain. Like, the stories you read, it's like, you guys suck. Like, this guy's an unbelievable basketball coach. And it's like, it is nice after every win, there seems to be a deeper appreciation for what he's done.
And he's 69. Tied, yeah. 38, you go have more options. I'm not saying it because I know we young too, but let's Kelvin.
But, like, that is, like, a real question. It's like, I don't know, how many more times does Kelvin get at this?
70 years old.
Like, I hope he, like, there's, like, at a certain point, it's like, well, he's here. I'm going to go ahead and root for that. All right, George, come on, pop right in here. Have you disagreed with anything that we've said thus far? So George is now going to pop back into the studio because Herd's got a business meeting with people significantly more important than I am. All right, George, how do you see it?
Tonight's game?
Yeah.
I'm really torn. Honestly, because in the same way that I agree with Herd that I think Florida's probably the more talented team, Walter Clayton's been playing at just an blistering pace. That dude's been phenomenal in every – even when Florida struggled, Walter Clayton has been kind of a consistent force for them.
I mean, I believe the stat is
– how many games does he average, like, 30?
Well, until Walter got 34 on Saturday night, there has been one person in the history of the NCAA tournament that had a Elite Eight game of 30 points or more, followed up by a Final Four game of 30 points or more. That person was Larry Bird. So, like, that
rare
throughout
air,
the
rare
history
air.
Of the NCAA tournament, there are two players, and Clayton is that one.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it is a question of, okay, I think Clayton is going to get guarded in a way that he hasn't been guarded before. But I don't know about y'all. I didn't exactly think Auburn did a bad job guarding him. I didn't feel like, oh, man, this guy's just getting whatever he wants. It's like, no, he was hitting insane shots. Like,
yeah,
he's just a shot maker.
He was consistently – he wasn't double-teamed. You know, Pearl wasn't going that far because they also did not want to let him play make and allow Condon to really get what he wants down low, which he didn't. Condon was invisible for the most part in that game, especially in the offensive
end. Did use all five of those fouls.
Yes, he did. Which that was kind of surprising when he walked off the floor and you saw on the ticker where it was like 1 point,
yeah,
five fouls. I'm like, wow.
Which is a great stat.
Great stat. Well, for Auburn, if they had won, that would have been their great stat of the night. But, like, Clayton can create on his own. He can play make. He really is just one of the best scoring guards in the country and has shown it in the tournament. That said, Houston has their own in that, in LJ Cryer. Cryer was phenomenal.
After having not the greatest Sweet 16 Elite Eight, particularly shooting.
Oh, definitely. But then come the final, this Final Four, he's been awesome this past weekend. So I expect him to be able to get his. Can I really just chalk it up to coaching? Because Kelvin did an awesome job, I think. And one of the things that Kelvin Sampson's done that I've noticed, especially in these bigger games where it gets super tight at the end, is he doesn't like to foul, even when he's up by a handful. He really likes to allow his guys, hey, we've practiced this, we've run this, you know, these simulations, these scenarios over and over again. Square up. Like, we're just going to play you straight up and defend you. Let's see if you can actually break us down. And it's really impressive that they haven't really bent too much in those situations.
So Myron Metcalf says the Gators' potential flaw is giving opponents too many opportunities at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
Florida was a top 25 defensive team over the final month of the season. It's a key element of its comebacks throughout the NCAA tournament. But the Gators have also committed too many fouls recently. 9 of their past 11 opponents have had at least 22 free throw attempts. Houston benefited Saturday night from a couple of costly fouls by Duke, making 4 crucial free throws in the final seconds. That could happen again Monday night if the Gators put the Cougars at the free throw line. Myron also continues, Florida will win if Walter Clayton Jr. scores 25 points or more. Because of the way Florida plays and how much it relies on Clayton as a ball handler, as you were just referencing, the Gators will only go as far as he takes him. When he's a potent scorer and playmaker, opponents are forced to double him, creating more opportunities for his teammates. The Gators will face the best defense in America, and although they've overcome nearly impossible odds in the NCAA tournament, Houston's Saturday night comeback over Duke was almost unprecedented. If Clayton gets hot Monday night, it will likely mean the Gators, ranked 2nd in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency, are rolling and have found the holes in that vaunted Houston defense. If he struggles, he will complicate Florida. He will complicate everything Florida wants to do against Houston, especially if the Gators have another second-half deficit standing between them and their title dreams. And then on the flip side, how can the Cougars contain Walter Clayton Jr.?
That's a great question. Yeah.
If anyone's going to slow down Walter Clayton Jr., it will be the best defense in college. Yep. Houston is incredibly physical, both on and off the ball, and it doesn't make anything easy for opponents. The Cougars will likely look to deny Clayton easy catches in rhythm and make sure he doesn't get clean looks. But Clayton didn't have a ton of clean looks against Texas Tech or Auburn and still put up a historically good performance. One area to watch will be the three-point line. Houston has a strong three-point defense, but it allows three-point shots. That's not a recipe for stopping Clayton. It does kind of feel like simple, but sometimes like when you realize is when you do this long enough, it's like sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer. It's like,
yeah,
it might just be give me Clayton's stat line tonight and I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, I mean, I think that's totally fair. And kind of in part with that, which I understand it was a lot or part of the conversation with the Duke collapse was officiating. And I never like having to sit here and rehash and hash officiating unless it's so egregious that we have to. I don't think that was that bad. There were a lot worse that we could have seen, especially when they go how long without a field goal? They went like 7 minutes without scoring in that game.
I mean, they ran into the trap that they have kind of occasionally done, which is when it happened at the Arizona game where it almost feels like they try to take the air out of the ball too soon. That actually kind of happened to them against Carolina in the ACC tournament game, even though they were playing without Flag. It was the same thing. Like, they built up the lead. They kind of tried to take the air out, and then Carolina comes all the way back, but they had the free throw lane violation. Arizona couldn't, like, Love needed to hit one more three to really put the pressure on, couldn't do it. And then you saw with the difference with Houston is when it got down to 67-64, Houston misses the three, but they got the putback dunk to still make it
a one-point game.
A one-point game, and then Proctor gets the ball in, and then Proctor got to the free throw line. So they were able to at least score enough to keep the pressure on to where it factored in. But it just feels to me like this tournament is going to either be defined by Walter Clayton Jr. just going absolutely nuts.
Yeah, just being the best offensive player in the tournament by far.
Or Houston being
or
the best
Houston's
team.
Defense. Right. Yeah. So, and kind of where I was leading with that about the officiating is more so, it will be very interesting, and hopefully we see the direction of the crew pretty early on, because if they start calling every little thing, to me, that is very much in Florida's favor.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how physically just imposing Houston plays, which I kind of like how they've just been calling, like, letting these guys
play. Because it wasn't just the Houston-Duke game.
No.
They let them play in the Florida-Auburn game, too.
Because that isn't to say that those boys from Florida, or even, I mean, shoot, Jani Broome, which, you know, has been one of the talks of the season as a whole, is one of the most physical players in the country, and they just let those guys play. Sure, Condon had those five fouls, but at the end, he was like, okay, you know, let's just use these and you know, try and slow this game down.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go to Bruce Arthur of the Toronto Star. Alexander Ovechkin earned the all-time goals record. He's been an undeniable gift to hockey. His talent, his endurance, his personality, his joy. If only that's all he was. And then the column is all about his connections to Putin because his family still lives in Russia. And yeah, he doesn't want them to get thrown out of windows. Nice job, Bruce. Don't tell these story. Tell your story. Want to thank Coach Hurd for being in here, as well as Jason Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, I'm up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.